916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, 766-9370, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, caller 93. We'll get you qualified for that Rockland Fools from Harley-Davidson, 766-9370, the same number you use to be qualifier number 93. So, quickly, the backstory again. Antonio has a girlfriend. She had two previous children from previous relationships. Antonio's with her. They have no kids together. They talked about having kids together or a child together. They discussed it, but not enough. It turns out she thought she was pregnant. She didn't know if she was pregnant, if she would keep the child. We have now learned, because Antonio's on the phone, she is 2 weeks pregnant, and she has made an appointment to go see a doctor to terminate the pregnancy in 2 weeks. So he called up a week ago. He wanted advice. He wanted to know, what should I do? Should I stay with her? Should I not? I told Antonio, load the car up. If this is what's going on and you're not happy and you're not married and you can't come together on this, it's going to be a lifelong relationship of resentment. I told him to hit the road. So now we're back to Antonio. Antonio, what did you decide to do? Are you going to stay with her? Are you not going to stay with her? What's going to happen?
Well, I've been trying to, really figure that out. And, I mean, my decision is kind of based on what was happening last night. I was in my room working on some things, and then all the kids came in there, and they were in there with me, and they were just surrounding me, and they were, just hugging me and just all over me. And, I do want to try to work things out with her, and I've been kind of working things out with her because of that, because of the kids, because I got attached to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, I feel like a fool, trying to work things out with her. I'm not going to lie.
I know what, brother? I wouldn't. I was just going to say, you sound like such a kind-hearted dude. I could see myself easily forming a bond with those kids. I wouldn't feel like a fool at all. I could easily see how that could happen.
Oh, you're saying you wouldn't feel like a fool?
No.
In this case?
No, not even close to feeling like a fool. I feel so horrible for you right now.
Yeah, because, I mean, I told her, I was like, look, I really don't want to lose, this kid. And then I told her straight up, I'm like, I don't want to lose you and this family. But I told her, honestly, I don't know exactly what will happen. And, this morning, I locked myself out of the house and knocked on the door, and she opened up, and then, we kind of hugged each other this morning, kind of like a good morning. I know she's going through it as well. Like, I can see it in her face. Like, this past week, she's kind of been in the kids' room. We kind of been staying our separate ways right now, but that's just the way she is. When she's going through something, really big, she just kind of, does it her own thing.
Antonio, what are you going to do? Yeah. Are you going to stay? If she decides to terminate the pregnancy, are you going to stay or are you not? Or do you still not know?
I think I'm going to try and work everything out with her because these kids, you know what I mean?
Okay, so now I have to step in, and I don't know anything about your situation, but I will say this because you called here. Don't.
I don't know if you can easily make a judgment call like that, man.
I just think down the road, in the long run, I don't know how old the kids are from the previous relationships. They will go off to high school. They will go off and live their own lives. They will go off to college.
He makes a good point there, though.
And then what? So I'm just telling you, you called for the advice. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but you wanted to know what I would do. I would be done. That's me, and I know it's tough to say. And even if she decides now later to keep the child, it just sounds like you're always going to have these hills and valleys, and it's always going to be a struggle. That's just me.
It would break my heart if that was me, dude, to be quite honest with you.
I'll tell you right now, it is. It's breaking. It really is.
It really would. To know that your child's not going to, that would tear me apart inside. But I see what you say. There are other kids there, and it's impossible for someone who is loving and caring and in a relationship with someone to not form a bond. I form a bond with just my friends' kids. I couldn't even imagine if I was dating someone who had children.
That you're living with. And
I would love them
night.
Just like they were my own. I mean, I kids are so easy to love. Oh, my gosh, dude. Yeah. I feel so that's so
and
hard,
I mean,
bro.
I do. I really feel for those kids. And then, like I said, I feel like a fool trying to work things out with her. But then, again,
Well, go with your gut, Antonio. Don't feel like a fool because you think people are going to say you're a fool. Do what you feel is right. go with your gut. You know the situation best. And in a couple weeks, after the procedure is done, and if you guys work it out, feel free. You can always call. Give us the updates, because I am curious how this thing plays out. But only you're going to know what's the right thing to do.
Anyone would call you a fool, Antonio. You need to distance yourself from them, because they don't know, and they can't.
They're not there.
They're not your friend in the end anyway. They can't call you a fool because you formed a bond with someone's children.
But here's the thing that bothers me is he feels like a fool. And that's who you got to listen to, is you.
Yeah, that's the hurtful part.
So, Antonio, keep us updated. I want to take some more calls here. 766-9370. Antonio, appreciate the update, and keep the updates coming. Rob, welcome. What's going on?
Hey, dog. Hey, man, I just got to let Antonio know that I feel your pain, man. When I heard this last week, it brought up bad emotions that I had. I've been in your spot, man. 20 years ago, I was with a woman. She had two other kids. I loved them to death, man. I loved them to death. I came home from work one day, and she told me in one breath, I'm pregnant, but I'm not going to have it. So it was registering in my brain that she was pregnant, and I got excited, and then all of a sudden it was like somebody knocked me off a hill because I heard the words, she's not going to have it. I pleaded and begged with her for 2-3 weeks, man, to change her mind, and she just wouldn't do it. And I tried to see her side of it, and I did, but I just don't believe in abortion. That's my own personal opinion. And I was excited. I wanted to have a kid, and then I started feeling like, wow, I know all these other losers out there that have kids, but I'm not going to have that kid. Anyways, long story short, we went through. She did the procedure. I even took her down there, cried the whole time she was in the room. We left. We tried to work on it. About a month and a half later, I just was starting to resent her so much. I was having dreams that I was actually choking her. The kids that she had, I loved those kids. I started resenting those kids because of my own pain and my own selfish emotions that I was having. So I guess all I can say to you, man, is I wish you well. I hope everything works out for you. But going through it myself, I think you should just cut and run, dude. I really honestly think your life is going to be better off to sever these ties right now.
Rob, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How long were you with her after all this went down? How long did you stay before you left?
It was about 3 months.
Okay.
It was about 3 months.
And now, some 20 years later, aren't you, or are you, glad that you did leave and you guys separated and went your separate ways? Are you now thankful that she did what she did back then?
To be honest, yes, I am. Because here's the kicker. A couple years after that, she ended up hooking up with a guy that I knew, got pregnant, actually had the kid. He came home.
Oh,
3 years
God.
Later, she was gone. He still has not found his kid.
Wow.
Whoa, what a... That is a stake through the heart right there. Hey, let me ask you this.
That was
Rob,
a black widow.
Have you gotten a chance to have your own children yet? As anyone...
No, I recently got married, and I have a wife. I have a wonderful stepdaughter. She's an awesome kid. In the past, I was with two other girls, and they ended up having miscarriages. So I just wasn't supposed to have a kid in my life. I guess I was just supposed to be there for my stepdaughter, which is fine with me. But, I really think Antonio would be better off if he just cut and run. He'll be happier later on in life. Trust me.
Appreciate the share, man.
Yeah,
appreciate you opening up on that. Thank you. 766-9370, Anonymous. Welcome, Anonymous.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Hands free.
Oh, there he is.
Well,
Anonymous.
Yes, you are, neighbor. Woo-hoo! I feel weird getting all excited when we're having a conversation like that, but that's what I do.
I can speak from experience also. I spent 10 years... the gal I met had kids when we met. They were young. All my friends said I was crazy, and I didn't listen to my best friend who told me to just basically like you guys are saying right now and cut it loose. And I said, no, I'm going to stick it out, and I'm going to love these kids.
What happened? Let me fast forward.
I had, I had my own. We had a child together. Fast forward 20 years later, 10 years, we ended the relationship, and I'm much better off, way happy. I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't go back and trade anything, but I could have done without 10 years of misery. So
your advice to Antonio is run.
Later. Later, babe.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Let's go to Della. One more. Della, welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
Antonio, I just wanted to say that those kids will always be in your life, and you need to work it out with her and not with the kids. Don't stay for just the kids, because if you love them and they love you, they'll always be in your life.
I want to thank
advice.
You. Yeah, Della, that's something Dr. Phil would say, and I'm not taking it away from you, honestly. That is the thing that he preaches.
It's serious.
No, I'm being
you
serious.
Can't stay with them for those
because
kids.
So many people do things for the kids when you can't do right by the kids when you're not doing right by yourselves first. So what you say is that female clarity, that womanly clarity that guys sometimes need that we weren't looking at, those kids will come to him. He will have that relationship in adulthood, even if that girlfriend and he don't stay together. I do
exactly.
believe if they're meant to be together and the kids truly love them, they'll form a bond and find a way to keep together. He can't base the kids on that relationship with her. So that's spot on, Della.
Right. And the kids are going to grow up and move away, too. So
yeah.
you can't base it on the kids. So.
He's got to do what's right for him.
Yes.
That's right, solid Della. Right there is what that is.
Appreciate it. Thank you. 766-9370. You got to do some classic rock redefined. Here's Nirvana on the River.